Blog Talk Radio.
Inspiring and encouraging you all day long. Jesus in the Morning Radio with Barbara.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, and welcome to Jesus in the Morning. I'm your host, Evangelist Barbara Pittman, the Real People Evangelist. And I come to you each morning, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And today is October the 15th, 2018. We are 10 months and 15 days into this new year, 2018. And I tell you, I'm excited already. I'm happy because we're moving right along. And when you look up, we'll be right into the holidays celebrating. I love Thanksgiving, love Christmas, love Easter. Yeah, I love those holidays. And so I'm just grateful unto Almighty God for all he has done for us. He brought us through this weekend and bringing us into a new week. And we're grateful unto him, and we want to count our days. Ask the Lord to help us to number our days so that we don't spend our time foolishly, but we'll spend our time wisely, preparing for his return. So I'm excited this morning, and I'm happy, and I'm grateful. Had a beautiful weekend, and baby K and Sion come up, and I was just excited, just talk. Oh, we just had a wonderful time. I did. Went to the flea market, and I'm grateful. For great friends and sisters in Christ, you know, I'm just happy. Daughters in Christ, I'm just happy. Yeah, I thank God for all he give unto me, because he don't have to give us anything. Yeah, he can leave us just like we are. He saved us. That was more than enough, you know. But he keep doing great things for us. So I'm excited this morning. And listen, oh, I just want to share a little bit about our guest this morning, Minister Eddie Howard. He's the author of the book, Still Convicted. And he and I had a conversation last week, and I think that was on Thursday. And he had me laughing, and y'all know I love some good laughter from a preacher. And so he had me laughing and everything, and he told me a little bit of his testimony. Now, this is Minister Shonda's brother. Yeah, this is her brother. And she was so excited to tell me about him. Evangelist, if you ask him to come, he'll come. I said, all right, give me that number. And so we got in touch. And it's just always good to meet the men and women of God, those that are out on the front line, in the battlefield, I'm going to call it, you know, working with men and children and working with women and families. It's a beautiful thing, because this man here can go into the prison and encourage those in prison to come out with God, because he's seeing is believing is what we believe. A lot of people see what God has done for me and say, I'm going to try that. Man, look what she's doing. You know that got to be God right there. Ain't nobody been to prison doing nothing like that every day. That's God right there. Yeah. And so because we are overcome by our testimonies in the blood of the Lamb. Because, see, the enemy, he want to tell on us, the believers, the saints of God, the people of God, those that are doing the best that they can to obey the word of God. The devil always want to tell on us. So we testify. I tell on myself, the devil don't have to tell on me. I tell God about me. Because, see, if you don't, every little corner he get to come up to say something against you, that didn't you tell Barbara not to do something? Look what Barbara did. Yeah. But, see, I'm an overcomer. I have a testimony. And the blood of the Lamb has been shed for me. He purchased me back to himself with the precious blood of the Lamb, his son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'm excited. Amen goes right there. Let's say that. Amen goes right there. And I'm just excited about it this morning, and I trust God, and I thank him. I thank him today for all he has done. Listen, I am running and get a couple of songs and request in this morning, and we're going to have our prayer, and afterwards we're going to bring our guest right in this morning, Minister Eddie Howard, Yeah, we're going to bring him right in. The author of the book, Still Convicted. Yeah, I'm excited right there. I'm excited right there. And I did download a few new songs the weekend. And so I'm looking for those right now. And I'm waiting. Let me see, did she get in there yet? Okay, she didn't get that yet. But Brother Louis in the chat room for a little while today. He's got to run. He got some errands to run. But he over in the chat room this morning. God bless you, Brother Louis. God bless you. So good to see him just for a few minutes. Y'all know I miss my buddy. And so I'm happy to see him for a few minutes. But we pray after Thursday he'll be back. And he'll be in his rightful place every morning. And when I look over at that chat, I'll see Louis over there and him and Linda holding things down. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is faithful to us, and he's on our side today in spite of us. We just have to remember this. Yeah, we just have to taste and see that the Lord is good. I taste every day. As often as I can, because if I'm tasting, I won't forget that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. I feel all right there. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ha! Ooh, we just got to remember, because, see, we human and humans forget. And many times when the enemy come in on us like a flood, sometimes they'll forget that it's God that will raise the standard. But if we'll remember him and keep our mind on him, it's a promise to us he'll keep us in perfect peace. Look here, I feel all right now. I feel like stretching out in him right there this morning. He's been good to me. Hallelujah. I didn't have to see Louis today. He could have let Louis went on to appointments or whatever. But because I love him, and because he loves me, and he knows the very intent of my heart, he brought Louis by just for a few minutes so that I could taste and see this morning and tell him thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for each and every one of us. Thank you for us as a group coming together in the morning to give you the first fruit of our day as a group. Because, see, we give him the first fruit when we get up and do our morning devotion. But afterwards, what we do, we find somewhere that we can give him even more. So as a group here on Jesus in the Morning Radio Talk Show, we come together to give him the first fruit here. Tell him, thank you, Lord, we love you. Oh, we bless you. There's none like you. You're on our side today. You look beyond faults and yet meet needs, huh? He's there all the time waiting patiently on us. His word said he would never leave us nor forsake us. He'll be with us until the end. His word told me, it's for me, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. His word told me, for me, I can look to the hills from which cometh my help. All of my help comes from the Lord today. Hallelujah. Who made the heavens and the earth? Ooh, I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. No weapon, I don't care who put it together, no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. He didn't say it wouldn't form, but it certainly won't prosper. Because when I see that the weapon has been formed, I look to the hills. Oh, yeah, because I got help up there. Ooh, I can call on him. He coming to see about what I'm talking about. That's why y'all hear me say I'm spoiled. How? I just feel spoiled by Almighty God who have all the power. The same God that so loved the world, not just the believers. He loved the good, the bad, and the ugly. He so loved us that he sent his only begotten son, Jesus, that if we'll believe, we won't perish, but we'll have everlasting life. Amen goes right there. Y'all gonna make me just show out this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, I love him today. He's been good to me, and he's on my side in spite of me today. Yeah, he's for me. He's for me. All I got to do is draw now to him, and he'll draw now to me. Oh, yeah, I feel all right there. Oh, yeah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah is all I can say this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, we're going in. I just saw. Let's go in with this one right here. Mr. Hezekiah Walker, and, oh, Lord, we praise you. Oh, yeah. I like that one myself.
Radio, not just for your ears, but also for your spirit. Jesus in the Morning Radio. And you're with Barbara.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I remember that song right there. I was down in a place called Kissimmee, Florida. And that was a pastor there. His name was Johnson. And he was from New York, and he married a lady from New York. And I believe it was his childhood sweetheart. I'm not sure, a high school sweetheart. But this woman used to sing this song right here, that same old Lord, we praise you. And when I tell you, it would cause me to praise God. I enjoyed her singing that song. And every time I would go over and visit their church, I would give the usher a note to give to the pastor's wife. And she would take it to her. And right before most times he got up to preach, she would sing that song for him. Oh, yeah. And I was so grateful unto the Lord. I really enjoyed it. So listen this morning. Let's pray the prayer of faith today, because we realize it's that prayer of faith that makes us whole. So let's pray this morning, and I'm touching and agreeing with you for whatever you're praying for, because the word said where two or three are gathered in his name, is touching and agreeing, there he is in the midst. So not only does he hear today, he's going to answer. And so we thank him. We thank him in advance. Hallelujah. For what he's doing already. Thank you, Jesus. For what he's doing right now. For what he's done. And for what he's going to do. Thank you, Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this morning, thanking you for a brand new day. Thank you for brand new grace and brand new mercy. We thank you for renewing your love for us today. Brand new love for us. We thank you, Father, for you've made so many ways and you opened so many doors for your people to stay with you, for your people to be blessed. And Lord, many times we don't see the blessings in what you've done because we're in our feelings and we feel in our way. We're looking for signs and wonders. But Lord, if we'll really open our spiritual eyes and look around, we'll see that you woke us up this morning, and without you, we can do nothing. We couldn't wake ourselves up. We couldn't get up without you. Father, if we'll look around, we see this morning that you're holding yet the water back from the land. You're holding the sun from the land. You keep the moon from the earth, oh God. And we thank you today. We give you glory, honor, and praise. And Father, help us today to look around spiritually and see all that you've done and you're doing for us. And Lord, we believe you to do even more. In the name of Jesus, we come this morning bow down humbly in spirit and in truth before you. And Father, we come to ask for the things that we need. For without you again, God, we can do nothing. And we have not because we ask not. And Father, we don't want to ask amiss this morning, but we want to ask according to your word, according to what makes you happy, what pleases you, and according to what you can accept today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for hearing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And we thank you for answering us today. We thank you, Father. We give you glory, honor, and all the praise for you alone today. Or just as our Heavenly Father, you're worthy. Hallelujah. And we thank you this morning. Father, I bring every caller and every listener before you this morning. Ask, Father, that you would bless every household represented here this morning, every family member, near and far. We ask this morning that you would move in a mighty way for these your people today. Father, you know what they stand in the need of. And Lord, you supply need according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. Move today like never before. Move today like you've never moved no other day for these your people. Or do it for your glory today. In the precious name of Jesus, we ask. Father, we ask this morning that you would touch and heal those that are sick today. Lord, those that are among us is going through, we ask for your healing power. You took a beating for the healing of the nation. And Father, there's yet healing in the hem of your garment. As the woman pressed in to just touch the hem, and she was made whole. Father, we're pressing in this morning to touch the hem of your garment so that whoever's among us is sick, today, oh God, you can heal. Have your way here. You heal all manner of sickness and disease. Do it for your glory. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you. And, Father, this morning we bring those that are incarcerated and those that are in every branch of the military. We bring children, bereaved families, and intercessory prayer people. We bring every Blog Talk host that's teaching and preaching Jesus, leading others to you through your son. We bring Israel and Jerusalem before you this morning. Father, we bring America and the leadership of America before you today. And Father, we lay it all on the altar before you. And Father, we walk away. We just ask that you would bless, for you know a better way. You know what way they need blessing. Do it together, God, so that it all work together for their good, in the name of Jesus. Bless this segment of Jesus in the Morning. Have your way here today, oh God. Lord, move by your spirit like never before for your people right here this morning. And Father, bless our speaker. Bless Minister Eddie Howard this morning. You know what he's standing in need of. Move by your spirit for him. Supply for him this morning, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask that you would open more doors for him, make more ways for him. Whatever he's standing in need of, send it his way, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you all the honor and all the praise. We worship you today in spirit and in truth. Again, we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Father, we thank you this morning. We can't thank you enough for all you've already done. And Father, what you're doing right now. But Lord, we believe you this morning to hear and answer our prayers. And we thank you. We thank you. Can't say thank you enough. Hallelujah unto his majesty. Oh, your almighty God who have all the power. Father, there's no higher power. Hallelujah. And you, all power, is on our side today. We're grateful. We appreciate you this morning. And we love you. For it was you who first loved us. Thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. There's none like him. I got one more right quick. One more request. I got to play right quick. And when we come back, we got 9 minutes. But when we come back, we'll come back with our morning guest, none other than Minister Eddie Howard. Hallelujah. Of the book, the author of the book, Still Convicted. Yeah, when we come back, we're bringing him. Good morning to you, Sister Linda. And I got a little surprise for you this morning. And I'm going in to do it right now. I got to find it again. Y'all know how I roll in the song vault. All right, Sister Linda.
Stop.
Linda, what you think about that one? Surprise you, did I? Did I surprise you? Hallelujah. I like that little number, Run to Jesus. That's a cute one right there. And I'm looking for her name again. I think it's Friend something. Wait a minute. Yeah, Francesca. I think it's Francesca Battistelli. That's what it looks like, and the name of it is Run to Jesus. And so I thought I would play that one this morning for Sister Linda. A shout-out to her today. Hallelujah. And I thank God so much for holding that chat room down while Brother Louis is away, because I can't just get to do everything, you know, hold the chat room down, do this, do that. I'm over on Facebook chat. I'm over there sending messages, people sending me messages. And so it'd be a lot some morning, and especially when I'm the guest speaker. Yeah, I'm trying to bring it, and then, you know, I'm trying to keep up with everything, make sure people know that I'm, you know, here and will answer them back. So we thank God this morning. Thank God for prayer. Thank Him for hearing and answering us. And thank God for our guests coming this morning. I'm more than excited right now. Minister Eddie Howard of the book, Still Convicted. Yeah. And look, we got 4 minutes. So look, let me do a quick roll call. Good morning to you, Sister Rose Brown. God bless you this morning. And a good morning to you, Sion. Good morning to you, Sister Minister Shonda. Good morning to you, Baby Kay. God bless you this morning, Brother Anthony. God bless you, son. And a good morning to you, Sister Diana and Shell. Good morning to you. God bless you. Sister Julie, good morning, honey bunny. Sister Michelle, good morning to you. I need you to call me after the show, Sister Michelle. I got a couple of questions I need to ask you. And good morning to you, Sister Rita. God bless you this morning. Sister Dorothy Goodman, God bless you. God bless you. Pastor Herring, good morning to you. Hey, Mike. And good morning to you, Brother D and Brother Glenn. God bless you this morning. And the main man in the house, Brother Louis. Good morning to you, sir. God bless you. God bless you. And again, Sister Linda, good morning. God bless you. Thank God for each and every caller. Look at him laughing, Louis. I thank God for each and every caller, those that come through the archives and listening to podcasts. I thank God for you. And I thank God for these live listeners. Thank God for the roll call we can have. And we know the names of each other and everything, you know. And many of us, we are friends together over on Facebook. And, you know, I used to teach the people, don't be a stranger, you know. Because some people, she's taking my radio listeners. Ooh, she's taking my members. Ain't nobody want your listeners. Nobody don't want your members. What we want is brothers and sisters in Christ. That's what we're looking for. And we're looking for people that we'll let them know, look here now, if that's your spot over there, don't come over here trying to hang out. But we're grateful to meet you. And if God send you this way, what we going to do about it? Yeah, I stopped going to certain churches because they was always scared their members was going to follow me. I don't have a church like that, a physical building. So where they following me to, the only place I can lead them is to that altar, to Jesus. You heard me? Yeah, because I'm not into that. I don't believe in all of that. I believe in loving one another and coming together as a whole. You got something going on, I advertise it. They got something going on, I advertise what they got going on. Because see, what God have for me, it is for me. I don't have to worry about what you're doing. But I do have to keep up with what He called and chose me for. And what He given me, I have to stay on top of that and tell Him thank you and keep moving. Hallelujah. 1 minute. I'm on it this morning, Louis. I'm on it. So at this time, and I believe I saw his number, I tell you what, Minister Howard, Eddie Howard, would you press the number one on your phone so I can see where you are in the studio, please, sir? All right. We good right there. Good morning. God bless you. How are you today?
Good morning. God bless you. I am grateful today. I am doing good today. I just want to thank God for you. Thank God for the opportunity. I want to thank God for the fact that He gives me this opportunity to fellowship with other brothers and sisters, around the world, around the nation. You know, it's only by God's grace that we're able to do this. And I just want to thank God for that. Evangelist Pittman, I want to thank God for you and the phone call we had and how we just got excited over the phone, over each other's anointing. And so, yes, I just want to thank God for you. I want to thank God for the listeners that's out there. They could be doing something else this morning, but God draw them to this. So I just want to thank God for that this morning. Amen. I want to thank God for my family and how he out. Richly bless me, a man with a background, a man that God had no other reason to do anything for him, no more than the fact that he loved him. So I thank God for that this morning. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for you, and I thank God for the anointed time, like you said, we had over the phone. You know, one thing about God, he's like this, he's no respecter of persons.
That's
and
right.
The Holy
That's
Ghost
right.
never met a stranger. They don't meet strangers. See, because the trust in you and me, it's going to show a
Amen.
Sign. There's going to be some
Amen.
Excitement there. There's going to be
Amen.
Some feeling
Amen.
There of the Spirit of God. You understand?
Amen.
A lot
Amen.
Of times, I can remember a minister, Howard, I had these people to come and speak for me out at a place called Beach. And the lady trying to give me all this paperwork. See, I got my degree in this, and I got that. But when I saw her, the Lord told me, it wasn't me. God told me to call her to come do it, you know. So she
Amen.
In the office with me and the pastor. I said, listen, sugar. I told you earlier, I don't need all that paperwork. We're not moving
Amen.
By paper. We're moving by the Spirit of God. Because many find and print lies and false paperwork. So that paperwork
Amen.
Means nothing to me. It means something to the world because they crazy. But that paperwork
Amen.
Don't mean nothing to me. It's your life.
Amen.
It's your life that means.
Amen.
It's your heart.
It's your life.
God deals with
That's
God.
Right.
So, you know, that's what's
Amen.
Important to me and to get together
Amen.
And to love one another and to do right by one another. I never met a stranger. And I know some people say,
Lord,
God, she never earned this and that. No, because the Spirit of the Lord is leading and it's from my
Amen.
Heart. I'm not trying to
Amen.
Meet you to do this and to do that. I'm trying to get to know you because guess what? One day we're going back. We're going to all meet at the gate as a Mississippi Mass choir say. They said
one
we
day.
Hope that. She said she hoped we all be ready. She hoped that we get our business. Yeah, we're going to meet at the gate. Hey, we're going to go in together. I'm all right there. I'm going to let it go. Listen, I'm going to turn the floor over to you, Minister Howard, and just let God
Amen.
Have his way.
Praise God. Amen. Again, good morning, everybody. Again, thank you, Evangelist Pittman. I just want to thank God for you. And thank God for your radio show, your podcast. This morning, you know, I just want to kind of share a little bit about God's love and God's grace and God's compassion for our lives. Because as you listeners don't know, I spend my own time in jails and penitentiaries. I had my times when I didn't know if I was going or if I was coming. I didn't know what life looked like other than from the gutter. So, you know, I do thank God for the fact that, you know, he picked me up and he cleaned me up and he set my feet on solid ground. And I thank God for that today. You know, I do this one I want because incarceration is on my heart. And when I say incarceration, it's not necessarily physical incarceration, because this is what I came to understand. It was the bondage and the way I felt on the inside that led me down the road that I went down and in and out of jails and penitentiaries all my life. But I was fighting a spiritual battle on the inside. It created other emotional battles and mental battles. So I want to talk about that a little bit out of the eyes of David. And just as I walk through this, just line my life up with David, a guy that was on the run from King Saul at the time. And so, you know, I want to expand on that this morning. I want to talk about how David created his own circumstances in his mind and created a prison mentality in his mind, a man called by God, a man that ran from that calling, a man that didn't have an understanding of who he really was in Christ. Or with God. So you know, I and all this came on the hill of David defeating Goliath. He defeated the giant. And even after that great victory, He was still uncertain about who he was. God called him to be king, but yet he still ran from a man that he thought in his mind was king of Israel. So you know, I remember when I was younger, when people would say, oh, you got a calling on your life. Oh, God going to use you one day. And, you know, I was raised up in the church, and I didn't have an understanding of all that. Again, I created my own bondage. And so, you know, I want to take a look at Psalms 142 and 7. And David was in this cave, and again, he was running from Saul. And the psalmist say, bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise your name. And the righteous shall compass me about because of your goodness to me. And David is praying to God, and he was hiding in a cave, a physical prison. But yet and still, in his heart and in his spirit, that was that inner bondage going on, because he said, bring my soul out of prison. David was down on himself. David was in a place that he didn't quite understand within his own self. And, you know, a lot of us, excuse me, we have our own mental and emotional and spiritual bondage, and that can cause us to create circumstances that get us locked up in jails and prison churches, and mostly because we're running from the enemy within. So we're going to talk about the enemy within a little bit, because that's an enemy that's always trying to take us down the road that God is not taking us down. So David cried out, bring my soul out of prison. What David understood, if I could get that inner man straight, then maybe I can have enough freedom to face that enemy. And as he was running from Saul, he was neglecting his calling. He had vacated his calling. David was anointed to be the king of Israel. As a matter of fact, it took three times for David to get anointed to be the king of Israel. So God had already called him to be king way before he started running. And so, you know, David, like us, we get so focused on our circumstances, he forget what was in him. Sometimes we get so focused on our circumstances, we forget who we are in Christ and that we have a calling. The Bible says all are called, few are chosen. All are called, few are chosen. And I believe the reason the few are chosen is because we won't necessarily accept the calling in our life. And David was at a point where he could do one or two things, hang out in that cave or accept the calling that was in his life. See, somebody out there right now, you know, why you still may be professing Christianity? You're running from God. You may be saying you don't believe in God, but truly you're just running from God, you know? And we can find many reasons to run from God. We can find many reasons to be disobedient to God calling in our life. You know, in that song, David say, the righteous shall compass me about. You know, and Hebrews tell us, you know, we are compassed about with a great cloud of witnesses. So it does say, let us lay aside every weight and sin that so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Well, patience is a big thing for us today. You know, everything is microwave sinning. You know, we want our food quick. You know, we want the quick phone call. We got time. We got Twitter. We got Facebook. We got all the things that make life quick. You know, we don't even have patience on the highways anymore. We don't want to let nobody in. We don't want to honor stop signs. So the Bible says, let us set aside these weights and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. See, when we come to the knowledge of the truth, our call, then we'll begin to hear the witness. We'll begin to hear the testimony, the faith, and the endurance of those around us. That's what that witness is all about. When we can see the life of others, when we come to the knowledge of truth, God has put people around. Evangelist Pittman, you say, I haven't met a stranger. See, that's that cloud of witness God has put around you. Because God wants you to understand that he has put people in place for you. And them people that he has set in place for you is help paving the way for the things that he has called you to. A lot of times we won't do that. See, when we was out there in them streets, in our Jordan Dew states, see, we put all the people around us that catered to what we wanted when we was out there in that street. Well, God is saying in the body of Christ, I want fellowship. See, fellowship is important. in the body of Christ. That's that cloud of witness that God has set around us if we really recognize that in our life. You know, the psalmist said, and you know, in Psalm 79:11, he said, let the sign of the prisoners come before you according to the greatness of your power. Preserve those that are appointed to death. He'll say, God, you know, hear them. Because God, there's a prison inside of folks that they need to be freed from. Every weight that beset us, each one of us, you know, we can talk about the physical prison, and we can talk about the prisoners in the jail, and Lord have mercy. Listen, I've been penitentiary 3 times. I've been to jail more times than I can count. But on the other side of it, Lord have mercy, on the other side of it, that was a freeing spirit. On the other side of that, that was a freeing place where not only was I free physically, I was free spiritually. I was free mentally. I was free emotionally. Now, do that say I live a perfect life? See, I got out in 1999. In 1996, let me just help y'all with this. In 1996, I was facing life in 40 years. Life in 40 years. But I'm here to tell you today, by the grace of God, I can sit and share this with you today through the eyes of my testimony. See, I'm a witness before God today. I'm part of that great cloud that God has given us. So I can say today, once I got free from that spiritual bondage, God knew once I was released from the physical bondage, I was going to walk in the thing that he had called me to walk in. Do we get it perfect? No. We don't have to get it perfect because we have a perfect God. We have a perfect God that that understands who we are. And his perfection is what keeps us going today. His perfection is what keeps us today. And that's what we lean and depend on today. And when we come to the knowledge of truth, you know, we begin to hear the witness. You know, we begin to hear the testimony. So we endure with that. We begin to hear Christ, the hope of glory, when he speaks to us, when we're traveling that journey, whether they're going strong or whether we have some setbacks. God is still in charge of our life. So the psalmist say, God, you know, hear the sign of the prison when they come before you, according to the greatness of your power. And see, a lot of times we want to take our life into our own hand. Once God straightens us up, cleans us up, and stands us up, then we want to take our life back into our own hand. And then when we take our life back into our own hand, then and things start going wrong and everything start shambling all around us, then we start crying out to God again, oh, God, what happened? Oh, God, what happened? God say, I turned it loose because you didn't want me to walk with you through this thing anymore. Once we get straight. And then we end up back on that same road. Let me help you with this. See, when I was locked up in jail, we was in this block called GK Block. And we renamed that block God King. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there that say, oh, just jailhouse religion and jailhouse this and jailhouse that. And I'll challenge that today. Because my testimony is, if it was only jailhouse religion, 20 years later, I wouldn't be sitting here sharing with you all the goodness of God. What happens is, When we come to the knowledge of truth, our cloud of witness don't change. We begin to hang out with the same ones we hung out with, and we have to change that. We have to walk with brothers and sisters, sisters like Evangelist Pittman. We have to walk with brothers and sisters. And I got a lot of brothers in my life that hold me accountable. And when there's accountability, we get strong when we walk in that witness. So I'm here to tell you out there, no matter where you might be stuck at in life, no matter what be going on in life, walk to your mirror. Because let me tell you about that mirror. We'll go to that mirror every day. We'll brush our hair. We'll brush our teeth. You know, we'll wash our face. Ladies, you put up on your makeup and stuff. Guys, you know, you do your shaving and get your beard and mustache and stuff trimmed up. And we'll do everything in that mirror. Besides, look ourselves in the eye. See, our eyes is the window to our soul. And we don't look ourselves in the eye because sometimes we don't want to see that past abuse. See, we don't look ourselves in the eye because sometimes we don't want to acknowledge them past failures, disappointments, and setbacks. See, them the weights that's easily beset us. We have to give ourselves a deep, long, hard look in the eye and come to the realization that it had not been for Christ on my side, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. For those that say, oh, I don't believe in God, let me tell you, every step you take is a step that God has given you on this side. You might say you don't believe him, but I tell you, when a circumstance hits you, 90% of you are going to say, Lord, have mercy. 90% of you going to say, oh, my God, when that circumstance hits you, even the non-believers will find themselves consciously or unconsciously calling on God that they say they might not believe in. So no matter where you're stuck at in life, you have to look yourself in the mirror and you say, God, what you showing me? Who am I? See, like David, you know, we can experience the love of God right in that moment. Right in that space of time, God will hear you. Weep out if you must, because God will hear you. If you're in a spiritual bondage, call out to God. He'll hear you. If you're in mental and emotional bondage, call out to God. He'll hear you. And he might not give you the exact answer you want, but let me tell you something. And he might not give you the answer right then, but he's an on-time God. He's right on time. And in a moment of time, God can change your situation when you cry out with your whole heart. Don't matter if you're on your job. Don't matter if you're in jails or penitentiary. Don't matter if you're jobless. Don't matter if you're sick. Let me tell you something. Dealing with sickness, my own self, right now as I speak to you all. Diagnosed with cancer a few weeks ago, a couple months ago. But I'm walking through this because I trust God. I'm walking through this because his words say he will never leave me, nor shall he forsake me. His words say he will deliver me from all of his diseases. I believe in the word. I believe in who God is today. I hold on to that today. A guy that walked most of his young adult life in crying. Let me tell you something. You got a guy on the line right now that trusts and loves God who in the past have 66 charges on his record. A guy that didn't acknowledge God if he knocked me down in the middle of the highway with a car coming. That's who you're listening to today. A guy that believed in him with all his heart, regardless of the circumstances. Because what he has taught me is, if I learn out of each circumstance, if I become stronger in him out of every situation, he will lead the way. He's a light unto my path. He's a lamp unto my feet. I don't care where you're at. When I was locked up in penitentiary facing life in 40 years in 1996 with no way out, I said, God, I'm going to die locked up. And that's just how it is. I'm a career criminal, and I don't have no other way. Let me remind you, I was raised in the church. My great-grandparents was church plant. My grandparents. Strong in the church, leaders in the church. And I went to church. And my heart got hardened. But in that moment of time, when I cried out, God, I do not want to die locked up in the penitentiary. He measured my heart, not my words. When I said, God, if you just get me out of this, I'll serve you. God, I may not serve you perfectly. And God, I may not have a perfect journey once this thing is over with, but I will serve you. I will serve you with everything in me. He heard my cry. And as the song says, he answered me by and by. Because from that life and thwarted that I faced, God delivered me. God delivered me. And I'm here today sharing this with you because I want you to know God will deliver you. He said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. And that expected end is not the end that you expect. That expected end is the end that God have called you to, the calling that's on your life, the calling that makes a difference in your life. From jails and penitentiary, most of my adult life in 1996 to serving God today, helping other men and women to not just get out of prison and penitentiary, but how to live a successful life when they get out. See, we know how to get out, but we don't know the successes after getting up. And I was taught that. A chaplain followed me. I had brothers that held me accountable. I had a band of brothers, just like David in this cave. And we was all in that same cave because we met in the penitentiary. And my band of brothers, I got a brother who that's in Florida today. He's a chaplain. I got a brother Colin that's in Richmond, Virginia today, and he run a group called Redemption Youth Mentor, and he has his own LLC construction. I got other brothers all around me. I got a brother who's a blood brother who's a teacher at Norfolk Technical Center, and he holds me accountable. And sometimes I don't even want to hear what he got to say, but he's part of that great cloud of wisdom. Then God gave me a wife that would hold me strong, that would hold me down, that would make me understand who I am in Christ when I'm looking all weary and when I'm feeling like it's just not going right, that would step to me and say, honey, God done brought us too far for us to give up. That's the cloud of witness. That's what he have brought me to. I have children that I've raised. I have children that I didn't raise. But God brought it full circle. God brought it full circle. So he said, I've given you an expectancy. And see, we have to have an expectation for our own life. When we have that expectation, we give God room to come in. He said, I know the plan I had for you. The whole time I was running, God had a plan for me that I was running from. God had a plan for me. See, when I was creating mess and recreating my own prison, God waited patiently for me to come to the end of self. See, God said to Jeremiah, he said, I'm married to the backslider. See, that was important scripture for me when I was locked up. I'm married to the backstop. See, I didn't just read it. I knew and understood I had been living in a backsliding state. Not because I had gotten so saved before I started getting in trouble, but because he already had a calling on my life. He said, before you was formed in your mother's womb, Eddie, I knew you. He knew me. He understood me. And he waited on me, his love and his compassion. He waited on me, his grace and his mercy saved me. He waited on me because he knew me. Even before I hit this earth, he knew me. He delivered me. He brought me out of the miry clay. He brought me out of the cave of life. And he set me on a solid rock named Jesus. The enemy within was trying to kill me and defeat me because he knew I had a calling. He heard when people was telling me that. See, that was an important scripture for me. See, when God say, I gave you an expected end, Eddie. When God say, I'm married to the backslider, Eddie. You know, I was reading my Bible one day locked up, and I went to 2 Corinthians 5:17. And I read it, and I was in awe, and I was amazed by it. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he a new creature. Behold, old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. And I said, There's no way, God, with my criminal background, with my cave mindset, can I become new. It just can't happen. And as I read that scripture, and as I studied that scripture, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, a new creation. And I'm like, God, I got 66 charges on my record. God said, that don't mean nothing to me. That's man's standard. I'm getting ready to bring you into my standard. I'm going to make you my new creation. And then I'm going to send you up. And I'm going to set your feet on solid ground. And I'm going to make you a witness to the nation.
Glory.
Say, Lord have mercy. God, if you can do that with me, there's not a lost soul in the world that truly wants you. All things became new in my life. My mindset changed. My heart changed. My mental and emotional state changed. I began to read his word and had a hunger for his word. I began to pray and sing his songs and spiritual songs. And I began to want the whole things of life. And then I kind of laid out my resume for God for the things that I needed for him to do for to make sure that I don't go back to that old man. God said, I don't need your resume, son. You need mine. I said, Lord, have mercy. He said, all things come with me. And I just kept saying, no way, God. No way.
Thank you.
And as I walked up, let me tell you, that life in 40 years turned into 15 months. Now, mind you, I had 66 charges on my record. I was a career criminal, and God touched the heart of people. God touched the heart of judges and district attorneys because he knew my heart. And I had a judge say to me, I don't know why I'm doing this, but Mr. Howard, I'm going to give you a break. I think you never had. Yeah. And that life and fortitude turned into 15 months by the grace of God. So let me say, since then, it's been trying times, and it's been hard times. My faith been shaken. Like I told you, right now, I'm dealing with, you know, the process of going through treatment for cancer. But I trust God. Because, see, I'm waiting for the, you're free from that. You're free from that, son. Because I trust God. See, yeah, my faith's been shaking. Yeah, and I've been hurt. And from time to time, life just didn't look like it was lining up with what I thought it was going to line up within the grace of God. And God said, son, you know, even being saved, if you don't have no trial, you can't be a testimony. If you don't go through a test, you can't be a testimony. You understand what I'm saying?
Sure.
If you don't see nothing, you can't be a witness. See, we want to get saved, and we want this happy-go-lucky life that we've been taught from the pulpit. You understand what I'm saying? And what I found out is all the things I used to hear about how great it is, and it is great, don't get me wrong, because guess what? My soul belongs to the Lord. So it is great. But that don't stop life. Because we still have trial, and we still have setbacks. So, Sister Pittman, your radio show and your blog don't come easy because the enemy don't want that. It don't come easy. Because the enemy going to fight you every step of the way. If the enemy thinks that what you're doing is going to reach a soul that he thinks belongs to him, he's going to fight you every step of the way. You understand what I'm saying? See,
amen.
That's God. God's grace is what keep you going. See, so I haven't been back to the prison or drugs and alcohol. I haven't been back to the jails and penitentiaries, you know. I don't smoke crack cocaine no more. And I don't do all the other drugs that I did, you know, because see, now I have to be constantly before the throne of God. See, I don't have a perfect life. But, Lord have mercy, I have a God-filled life. And when your life's filled with God through Christ, the anointed one, the Messiah, the Messiah, you know you can get through this. You know, the Bible said the just shall live by faith. And by the grace of God, faith and the redeemer have held me and my family together. Let me tell you, and not just been my immediate family, my wife and my children, and we've been through these hard times, but it's been my family around me, my Christian family, my blood family. We have had trials in our life, but I come to find out that when we go through these trials, more than anything else, God says, son, I called you out of darkness into the marvelous light so you can be a light for those around you when there are dark times in their life. See, God called us for. See, God didn't just call us from something. God also called us for something. See, we get saved and we get on easy road and we don't serve. Well, God called us for a purpose also, to serve him. To serve him. I'm reminding when he gave the three guys the talent. And the two, they did what they're supposed to do. And the third one, he buried it. You know, And that scripture reads, God gave them a talent according to their ability. So he didn't tell them to do something they wasn't able to do. God didn't call me to do something I'm not able to do. But what God did call me is to make a realization that I had an enemy within that I had been fighting, and now I don't need to fight him no more, because the Bible says the weapons of my warfare is not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And have a readiness to bring into obedience. God on him. But let me tell you something. Whether you're locked up, whether you're walking free, when you allow your mindset to hold you bondage, it's hard to continue day by day. It's the grace of God that keeps us moving day by day. It's the grace of God that will show us the way. You know, Jeremiah 3:14 say, turn backslide to you. God say, I'm married to you. God said, I'm married to you. In 22, he said, return, black backsliding children, I will heal your backslide. There's somebody out there today. You've been wrestling with God. And you may have served God in the past. And you pretty much gave up on him. But I want you to hear me today. God called you to himself. God called you for a purpose. I don't care how many trials you've been through. I don't care how many times you feel you've been disappointed. I don't care how many times you just threw your hands up. I'm here to tell you today. He said, if you just come to him, he said he will heal your land. If you just humble yourself, he said, if you just humble yourself and pray. God said, that whoever I'm talking to today, he said, if you just seek his face and turn from your wicked ways. Because let me help you understand this. If it ain't faith in God is wicked, it ain't necessarily something that you have to physically do. God said, if it ain't faith, it's sin anyway. I'm talking to somebody today. And God been calling you, and you've been wrestling with you. And your life been a mess since then. And you're blaming God. And it's not God to blame today. I'm here to tell you, all of you that's listening out there, we all have trials and we all have struggles. Not only am I fighting my cancer, my wife was fighting breast cancer. She healed today. We went through the save. I have a sister that went through it, breast cancer. She went through it, saved. It may not be easy. But by the grace of God, we can get through it, because that's our testimony. That's part of us being that cloud of witness. So when the next person come along, we got a witness for them. We got a testimony, not a testimony. I mentioned the brothers that I came through with that we're still in contact today. Strong brothers. I have my pastor who hold me accountable every day. Every day. Strong brothers. They are my cloud of witness. They're the ones that are calling me. See, a lot of us don't want folks to call us on our stuff. We got to be open to that, because that's what God do. He called us on our stuff. See, regardless of what you think, all of us need to know, old things pass away. All things can become new if you allow God in. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ Jesus. I challenge my listeners today. Are you in Christ Jesus? Are you looking in the mirror? Are you going eyeball to eyeball with yourself? Are you looking into the windows of your soul? Are you asking yourself the right question, or are you blaming God? God, I can't believe this. I'm here to tell you today. God say, if we will humble ourselves and pray and seek his face and turn from our wicked way, he'll hear from heaven. He'll forgive our sin and he will heal our land. He said, my eyes will be open, my ears attentive to the prayer that is made in this place, that place where you are at today. Somebody hear me today. Callers, call in. You got questions? Call in. Work with your cloud of witness. You know, I just want to thank God for the day because not only am I being a witness to the listeners or a testimony to the listeners. See, I'm witnessing to my own self. I'm going through my own thing today. I'm being a testimony to my own self. See, I'm not exempt. See, God called me. God called me. When God gave me this book to write, Still Convicted. My publisher, they wanted to change the title and let's try this and let's try that and I sit and I listened to them and it came up with all these great ideas, but it wasn't the title God gave me. God say the name of the book Still Convicted, and I say God Still Convicted. I say you say if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. He said yeah. He said, but often we'll hold on to our own conviction. We'll convict ourselves where I'm not convicting you. He said, often we'll listen to the conviction of the outsider. See, I have a record. And when I came out, I could have walked in my record. And the claims people made over my life, I'll give them 6 months here back in. They was taking bets. They was taking odds on when I was going to be back out in the streets again. Still convicted. It was waiting for me to fall, still convicted. But I'm here to tell you today, God called me. God changed me. I make mistakes in life, but guess what? I can recognize them mistakes, and I can say, God, forgive me. And if I make mistakes against people, I can go back and ask people to forgive me, and it's up to them. Still convicted. Oh, yeah. You know, I have a chapter in my book, and it's called Homegrown. And as I wrote this chapter, it was God showing me I either can listen to him and who I am, or I can listen to the people that have been around me all my life and who I am. And the anointing and the Spirit of God was stronger on my life than the voices. Let me tell you, I was thinking about Peter in the boat, and when Jesus told him to come to him, and then the Bible said the winds and things started getting bad, and Peter looked down. Well, also another place in the Bible, the Word say, don't be tossed to and fro with every wind and doctrine. And I want to further believe that the guys in the boat were people going, oh, Peter, what you think you're doing, Peter? Peter, you can't walk on water. See that wind that's blowing at Peter and creating doubt and disbelief. And Peter, is you crazy? Well, you done lost your mind. You better get back in this boat. And that voice possibly became louder than the voice of Jesus when he said, Peter, come to me. But see, how many of you know if Jesus tell you to do something, can't nobody come against it and change it? It has to happen the way Jesus said it was going to happen. Because, see, when Jesus originally got in the boat, he said to the guy, let's go to the other side. So nothing could stop them from getting to the other side. Because Jesus had already said, we're going to go to the other side. And sometimes we forget when God says something. We can't change it. Our circumstances can't change. We just have to be obedient. Peter went from obedience to listen to the voice around him. And the wind and the wave and fear drove him. If it's not fear, if it's not faith, it's fear. I know I'm talking to somebody. Listen, I have a book, Still Convicted. You can go on Amazon and get it. I have a website, eddiehoward.net. Eddiehoward.net. The book is Still Convicted. Listen, I hope I was a blessing to somebody today. I just pray that the word of God and the anointing of God have touched your hearts today and gave you life that the word gives. See, the word gives life. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. See, the Bible says in the beginning was the word was God, the word was God. The same as in the beginning with God. See, it's the word of God. It's the word of God. It cleans us up. It's the word of God that keeps us alive and going today. So I just pray the word that came forth today, that it don't fall on deaf ears. Because the word of God do what it's supposed to do. It's up to us to be obedient to it. God bless you today. I want to thank you today. Evangelist Pittman, I want to turn this over to you right now. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for the word this morning, because his word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our feet. And see, when you said, in other words, if any man be in Christ, my goodness, a new creature. Old things has passed away. And behold, all things has become new. What I used to be, I'm no longer that. What I used to do, I no longer do that. Yeah, he gave me a new heart, even. Gave me a new mind. I don't think the same way. Yeah, but see, I know that those been there and done that, they understand about being there, because if you're there, it's like no other world. You can tell them, Minister Howe, it's like no other world.
Amen.
And if God bring you out of that, and once you're on the street, and you keep going in him, and you allow God to take you to where he, that's a big deal. I know many may not understand, but that's a big deal.
That's
a
big
deal. People,
hallelujah.
Yeah, they don't believe that God can change their whole life around. They come out thinking, I got to go back to the same thing. And some of them think, I'm going to do it this way this time. And then while you're in there, you're learning new tricks of the trade. What you didn't learn before, you're learning some criminal ways to do things in different ways. Because there's others in there with who have done worse than you, or have done less than you. But you can put it all together and come up with a whole new way. But I tell you, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Look here, I remove all of that. You don't even think like that no more. I tell you, Melissa, how I used to be a great cusser. Now, you heard cussing because I stopped. You heard bad words. You ain't heard no cussing. And that was the first thing I wanted God to deliver me from, was that dirty cup.
Amen.
I wanted it to go, and he took it.
Amen.
And it's just different things that you see about yourself that you know you didn't do this. You know only God could. Because you couldn't fix it.
Right.
You couldn't change it.
That's right.
You couldn't stop it.
That's right.
And some people, God will allow you to continue to go through jail, bad marriage, this and that, because he wants your attention. But you don't want to give him your attention. You'll give it to Oprah. You'll give it to Dr. Phil. You'll give it to this. You'll give it to that. But God wants your attention.
Amen.
Because he'll fix the whole thing. He can fix the whole situation. He can turn it all around for you. Yeah.
That's
but you got to let go.
That's right.
So that God can have his way.
Amen.
The songwriter said you ought to let go so God can have his way. You need a broom, sugar. No, you need a broom. I'm telling you, he's going You ought to let go so that God can have his way. Yeah. You've been waiting a long time for God to bless you. So if you let go, God going to have his way.
Amen.
And what better person, or should I say, what better God than Almighty God that has power? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Cecile said that was a good one. Yes, it was, Cecile. That was a good word this morning. And we thank God for it. The studio is open. If there's someone who has some questions you would like to ask, feel free to press that number one and come in this morning. And ask questions or encourage him or however you want. Good morning, Sister Mari. God bless you this morning. Yeah. Feel free. The studio is open. But while we're waiting, we're going to one more song of the morning, and I'll check the chat room to see.
Amen.
Mr. Linda, someone over there have a question. All right, let's go with Alvin, Linda. Darling. Nobody
answer to all night, and it's nobody but the Lord. Now we're going to take you to the country church. Here we go. Here we go again.
But I knew I had to get my life together. And so my back was against the wall. And sometimes our back have to get against the wall before we call out to God, to be honest with you. Situations and circumstances don't necessarily have to be locked up in penitentiary. But once I got out, I had a chaplain that came. He began to take me places, and as I walked with him, that's when I realized what my calling was, and that is to work with men and women coming out of jails and penitentiary. I can say I answered that call. I want to believe when I cried out to God, but I wasn't sure exactly what he was calling me to. And I come to find out through growing and maturing, God will usually call us back to what he pulled us out of most of the time. So it's my story, to be honest with you. I say, God, if you get me out of this, I do not want to die in the penitentiary. I'll serve you. And that's when my whole life changed. Yeah.
Okay, so did that answer the question, or you want me to go on and ask the second question, which was someone ministering to you while you were in prison?
Yes. I had an individual to minister to me, but, you know, I had a group of guys around me while I was in prison that was on the same road that I was on, and we all made a pact together. And we begin to minister to one another. We begin to have Bible study. We begin to look into the Word of God. And we begin to measure our life against the Word of God. And we came to the fact that it was more pleasure serving God than it was what we was doing at the time. And so that's how, you know, you know, Chaplain Bland, he was a chaplain at the time, but he was at the jail, and then when I went to the penitentiary, you know, I just had made a commitment, and guys had made commitment, and we did, and we followed that. And when we got out, we looked up one another, and we was from different cities, and we looked up one another, and we began to fellowship with one another the same way, the same commitment. I'll say to anybody, the same commitment that you made to the things that you love the most, that you put in front of God, it's the same commitment we need to have when it comes to serving God. And so that's all about fellowship. That's about being held accountable. Accountability is very important. To this day, almost 20 years later, I still have brothers that hold me accountable. I still have brothers that say, how you living, what you doing, and we fellowship together. You know, that live all over the place, not even in the same state anymore. But we talk to one another and we communicate with one another. And that's the important part right there. It's not just one individual. It's a cloud of witnesses that's around us. It's people that will help us continue to build our foundation. But it's a matter of trust. And I know trust can be hard. But we have to trust the people put around us. Evangelist Pittman, you said it. Never met a stranger. Because the Spirit of God is going to draw the people to you that he needs to be close to you. You said it. So that's what happened. It was not one individual. Even when I went to different institutions, that was Bible studies. That was guys that loved the Lord. And we got into it. You know, we got into the Bible studies, and these wasn't Bible studies that were set up by the institution. These were Bible studies that individuals set up because they had a love of God. So that's where my fellowship came in at.
Yes, sir. Individual, personal Bible studies. We had the same
that's
thing.
Right.
I can remember. Every day for lunch, after lunch came free hour.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes, sir.
So I could
yes,
be
ma'am.
Out on the bleachers, and here come people. Hey,
yes.
Hey, they used to
yes.
call me Big Mac, Minister Howard.
Yes.
Big Mac,
yes.
These two over there, they need to see you. I was like, okay, bring them on. So they come over, and they might sit on the bleachers and talk to me about, you know, what happened to them, you know, how they caught the case. Then they might want to just talk about how you got into the Bible like this, you know. I had a partner that slept right next to me, and I led
mm-hmm.
her to the Lord. And she told me one day, she said, I've been meaning to ask you something. I said, okay. She said, I just watch you She said, but every day you be in your Bible, and then even on free hour, you in your Bible. What's in there?
Mm-hmm.
What is really in there? She said, I used to go to church with my mom and everything, but I don't know what they was talking about. She said, but the way you into that, then good is in there. I want to know what it is. So this is how I told her about the soap opera. My women used to watch the stories every day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the wrestling world, turn all of that. I said, now you talking about some soap. You get in this book here, you're going to find out some stuff. She was like, really? I said, yeah.
That's
I said, you ever heard of Samson and Delilah? She was like, no. I said, let's go there. So I started off telling her about that and letting her read it. Every day we would read
that's
it on the grass, you know, so she
that's
could understand.
That's
so
right.
While I was, and then because I'm the gift that God gave me, and he used my mouth, when it's his turn, not my turn, I can't just give it to you. He got to speak.
Amen.
Because of that gift, then the officers there, then other inmates in different dorms, you know, they would come to me about different things to see if the Lord had given me a word for them on it. You know what I'm saying? So he brought out. He brought, because before then, I was a do-gooder doing wrong. Yeah, I thought I was all of that. You know, everybody else was sinners.
Mm-hmm.
But he showed me who I was. Well, he allowed me to go in there. This is what happened. He showed me one day. He said, look around. I began to look around. He said, do you see where you are? And look who you with. Look where you are and look who you with. Because you want to look down on the drug abuser. You want to look down on the prostitute. You want to look down on the dope man. You want to look down on them that's stealing and lying and cheating. Where are you? You in here with murderers.
That's
they don't respect you more than they respect the murder. You see what I'm saying? So he
that's
had to bring me to the realization of some things. And after going there, it made me a real woman. It taught me don't say what you can't do. If you can't do it, don't say you can do it. It taught me not
that's
to lie.
That's
you can tell the truth.
That's right.
Because in this small community, you're going to have to face the fact it's no big place to run and hide. So if you lie, you're going to have to face that lie. So tell the truth, and you'll be all right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He kept me safe.
Amen.
He kept me out of mess. I would have got in. Yeah. He kept. When I first got there, they was making hooch, and I was going to try the hooch. That's not for you. That's not even your cup of tea. Yeah. I was going to hang out with the bad women. Oh, nope. Back that way. Because, see, he had to work for me. And he had people that he was going to use me as I lift them up, draw them to him. Oh, yeah.
That's
So I know what you was talking about. I know all that you was talking about. And I know how he delivered you. Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's a big deal, isn't it? Ooh, I don't care nothing about those 66 charges. Let me tell you, he's bigger than all of that.
That's right. That's right.
He's
that's
bigger
right.
than all of that.
That's right.
And
he's
he
bigger
will
than
make
all of
those
that.
Who are in high places who have never been to prison respect you. You get what I'm talking about?
That's right.
Yeah.
But that's what he said.
They will respect
he said,
you.
That's
yes,
what he
sir.
Said. Yes, sir. He said your gift will make room for you. Yeah.
Room for you.
Yes, indeed. That's right. Amen.
Ooh, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Lord
Ooh,
have mercy.
Nobody but,
Amen.
Nobody but
nobody
God
but
can
Jesus.
Do this.
Amen.
Nobody can
Amen.
Turn your life around like this.
That's right.
I'm telling
That's
you,
right.
I was out there in it. Yeah.
That's right.
And then I began to sink deep in sin. I'm telling you, I was far from the peace for sure. Very deeply stained within. I was sinking to rise no more. But the master of this heard my despairing cry. And from the waters, it was him that lifted us today. So safe. Am I? This is what we
Amen.
Did. We've been redeemed. We've been redeemed. We're one
Amen.
Of the redeemed.
Amen.
And I,
Amen.
I'm excited, right?
Amen.
Anybody got anything
Amen.
They want to say? All right. We'll go to one more song
Amen.
In the morning. And when we come, you have something else you want to say, Minister Howell? Lord, still yours?
No, that is it. You know, and I just say, you know, I want to say to the people that you know. When you hear life-changing stories, that's God giving you an opportunity for you to come to him. Because when the Spirit convicts you, when the Spirit convict you and say to you, here's your opportunity, don't turn away. Don't turn away, because listen, there's not a guarantee you will get a second chance. If you hear God speaking to your heart, no matter what it is, no matter how long you've been going to church, whatever God is speaking to your heart about, just answer his call. That may be a person God tell you on your job to go witness to. Don't be shy or ashamed. Be that witness, because you may be the one that take them to the salvation of the Lord before adverse circumstance hit. That's how God did. So I just say to you, not just about our lives once we get here. It's about the lives of the people around us that God called us to. So I'll just say, if you hear God's voice, be obedient. Be obedient. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just grateful unto him this morning that he's on our side. He can change our lives around. And I know for myself, this is who God is looking for. He's seeking that which is lost. He's looking for those that the world see has done some really bad things. He's looking for those been in and out of jail, in and out of prison, in and out the trap, the crack house. He's looking for those that's been on drugs a long time. He's looking for those that he can deliver. And he want to set you free today. He want to deliver you today and set you free. Because whom the Son set free is free indeed.
It's free indeed. Amen.
Free indeed. Amen. And let me tell you, you can walk in freedom. You don't have to have your head held down, you know, held down. You don't have to not tell people about your history. But believe it or not,
that's
some
right.
People, I don't know too many families who don't have a loved one who has not been to jail or prison.
That's right.
Somebody in the family been there and done that. Yeah. And mothers, they have a different kind of heart. Because especially if they boys, their sons been to prison. Their daughters been locked up. They got a different kind of heart. So they understand. But when God want to use you, allow God to use you. He might send you down to the project. I like hanging out. I like going
Amen.
Talking about the wondrous works and of God and making known his deeds.
Amen.
Yeah, because I'm not above
Amen.
Nothing and nobody. Yeah. You put
fine.
You in high places. You put you in high places, but I do like the low places. I do like the low-income areas and what they call the ghetto, because many good
Amen.
Preachers come out of that. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I like going into prison. Yeah, many good preachers come out of those situations. Yeah.
Amen.
And as he said,
Amen.
They were still convicted. See, they were still locked up in their physical
mind.
Mm-hmm.
That's
but when
right.
they decided
That's
to give God a chance, he released them spiritual. And so now they
Amen.
Know they can walk physically set free, too. Yeah.
Amen. That's right.
God,
That's
if
right.
God forgives me, the whole world may as well forgive me. The whole world.
Amen.
Yeah.
The whole
you can
world.
Still hold on with it and point your finger at anything you want. But he said this. If he be for me, he's more than the whole world.
Yeah. That's right.
And I
That's
believe
right.
his word. Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. Amen.
I want to request here to go to, and when we come back, if no one else have anything to say, I will pray us out this morning. All right, let's go right
Amen.
Here.
I am a warrior, Christian warrior. say, man, me nah back down, me nah back down, me nah back down. Satan kingdom must come down, it must come down. Goliath head, it a go far to the ground, far to the ground. Warrior head, warrior ho, warrior head, warrior ho. All of the Christians, them man.
To live by daily. Mm. We needed to get us to places with the we need to be. And Lord, we know you honor your word, for your word is true.
You
and
honor
as we
your word.
Depart,
Amen.
Father, ask that you would bless our going out and bless our coming
Jesus.
In. Meet the need in our lives today, according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord,
Jesus,
for all you've
man.
Done already.
Hallelujah.
Great and mighty things this morning. You've already done. You fed us the word. You woke us up. Your spirit is yet with us. So thank
Jesus.
Hallelujah unto you. And
Hallelujah.
Father, ask today that you would bless Minister Howard and his family. God, move by your spirit for them. Perfect.
By your spirit.
In the name of Jesus. We know you to be a perfect God.
In the name
God,
of Jesus.
And you do things perfectly. I'll move today in the precious name of Jesus we
in
ask.
In the name of Jesus.
And may the Lord watch between me and thee
Hallelujah.
While we're absent one from another.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Go today
in
love
Jesus.
And peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful
yes,
giver.
Lord.
Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings
Hallelujah.
Of Almighty God today, October 15th, 2008. Again, in Jesus' name. So at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye and have a blessed day.
Amen.
I'll be getting back with power.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Have a blessed day. You got
all
my
right,
number,
right.
and I have yours.
All right. All right. I'll get back with you. God
okay.
bless you.
God bless you. Amen.
Amen.